This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Martin Luther King Day. And I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire and rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, at my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, and what you're doing it for, we want to thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. When it gets back online, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, on MeWe, the Captain's America. And you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, to find out more about the show and the people we have on and all that. Matter of fact, there's even a little section there for our guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, with a little link to your website. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Imagine that. They can go there and go. They can go there and go, oh, okay. All right, let's talk about, because we were talking about the FBI vetting the National Guard in D.C., and we get that. But I wonder how it's working out for that guy in California, that liberal, that congressman, who's been very quiet on his Chinese spy girlfriend connection. Suppose there's something going on there. Maybe the Chinese have got a little leverage on Mr. Eric Swalwell, because your buddy Gordon Chang said so.
Well, yeah, Gordon Chang suggested it, but, I mean, she's been gone for a while. So, Swalwell has said that he hasn't talked to her, whatever, or seen her in 5 years. Well, he hasn't seen her in 5 years. That doesn't mean he's not communicating with her.
You bet.
So, we don't have any idea. But as far as the relationship goes, he's never denied anything. He has not come out with any kind of a denial.
Nope.
he's not the only one. And, we obviously know that, in fact, I wrote a piece day before yesterday about Stephanie Murphy here in Florida, whose husband has a business, manufactures sportswear in China. I think it's called 3N2. And he's very dedicated to Beijing, Chinese Communist Party, so, and she is too. So the next question is, just how affected is she? Well, she seems to be pretty affected. So now we've pinpointed at least three here, ladies and gentlemen. So we're in at least in a trifecta situation here. And I would argue that a lot of concentration should be placed on the West Coast. Now, isn't it fascinating? Let's go back 5 years, 4 years, 5 years. When at the end of December, in fact, I think it was on New Year's Eve, when Obama ordered the closing of two Russian diplomatic wings or posts.
Right.
What are known as DACAs. Actually, there were three. No one talks about the one in San Francisco. And you remember that we had diplomatic security that went to both all those locations and escorted those people out. We gave them 72 hours to get out.
Yep.
And we watched them. But we closed just Trump. And Secretary Pompeo ordered the Chinese diplomatic post in Houston to be shuttered. Where was the pomp and circumstance on that one? Because remember, we didn't see anybody getting escorted out, and we never really got all these details. In fact, it was a flash in the news for about 40 seconds, and then it went away. So I would ask, what were the circumstances, and where did those people go? Because the only thing that China did was close one of our locations in China, which we clearly don't care too much about, but there's something else that's happening here. We don't know all the details on why the Trump administration forced that location in Houston to close. So I think there's more to that story.
Okay. Now, I've got a question from Judith in Atlanta. She wants to know how long Washington, D.C. is going to be an armed camp. How long will those troops stay there?
There's another interesting question. It could be necessarily through the end of the week, based on whatever they say they're, you know, what's inside the threat assessment. I have no idea. But Trump has already provided the Bidens with the, what is it, the, not the Naval Observatory, the Blair House, to stay in, and the Bidens accepted. There won't be any formal hello and welcome to the White House and come in and chat before we go over to the inauguration. There's not going to be any of that. Trump is leaving Wednesday morning from Andrews Air Force Base. With some kind of a quiet send-off over there. He is taking some of his staff with him, a select group in his staff,
yep.
And that's it.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, sign up for the article she writes, get on her mailing list.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, thank you very much there, Ms. Announcer Girl, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Remember, for a limited time, you can save 35% on the products that they have at the website, balanceofnature.com. They are a health and wellness website. You can get vitamins there. You can get all types of nutritional products, too. And you can get those fruits and veggie capsules that you've seen me take. Those of you who've been around to the gun shows, you've seen me when I set those out there to show everybody about the fruits and veggie capsules. But anyway, you can try those. And all you need to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Go to the website, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. You'll be able to speak to a health coach and then make up your mind as to what you'd like to have. Balanceofnature.com is a website. The product code to save 35% is RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. All right, and we're back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to catch you coughing there. Okay, now, we talked about this shadow president thing, and you and I have been talking about it because it was brought up a couple times in my travels over the weekend. Now, Susan Rice has been appointed to some sort of position where she will be in a position to be in all of the cabinet meetings, correct?
Well, I mean, Susan Rice, you know, working for Biden, she can be in pretty much, you know, any, you know, meeting that, I mean, she's supposed to be, you know, in domestic policy and blah, blah, blah. She's supposed to keep a low key something or other. Well, you know, I mean, give me a break. she's going to be talking about things like socializing the economy. Socializing the economy.
Yeah.
Whatever the heck that is. All right. So
guaranteed annual income is part of it.
Well, yeah, but and it's not like she needs it because her husband's quite wealthy, working in media.
Mm-hmm.
But we also brought up back the retread of Dennis McDonough, who was Obama's chief of staff at one point.
Right.
So all of these people, I mean, whatever, you know, Biden wants to just sit into this meeting or that meeting, they can do. So the shadow government is really the government of Obama,
right,
that he's brought back.
Now, the comment was Valerie Jarrett was the one that would be calling the shots like she did with Obama with the same type of position that it looks like Susan Rice is now going to have. But the name Susan Rice should, according to Richard Grenell now, he made the comment yesterday on one of the talk shows. He said, I think you need to watch Susan Rice very closely, said the former acting DNI director Richard Grenell.
Well, look, Susan Rice was the de facto general under the Obama administration. You know, she was the one that was bypassing the Pentagon and going right into the command staff in the war theater, wherever it may be, especially when it dealt with Islamic State in Syria. So she, you know, she didn't have any use for, you know, the Joint Chiefs or, you know, any of the command that was at the Department of Defense. She just went right to the, you know, to the field, which is disgusting. She was the UN ambassador, so it's not like she's any kind of a neophyte. She had her fingerprints on pretty much all kinds of things. When it came to foreign policy, which also always includes domestic policy, money, funding, foreign aid. So she's going to be right there.
Now, the U.S. has identified additional al-Qaeda leaders living in Iran right now. Now, we've been told before Iran has, well, we have no involvement with al-Qaeda. We do not know what you're talking about. And now we're finding out that numerous of the al-Qaeda leadership is actually living right in plain sight in Iran.
One of Osama bin Laden's son was living there.
Mm-hmm.
Secretary of State Pompeo is doing is he's kind of cleaning off his desk. You can kind of see that happening. With
mm-hmm.
He went on a kind of an interesting tweet storm last week, and he's doing a lot of speaking. He's kind of clearing his desk out and going, okay, let's just go ahead and get this out there and get that out there. So one of them was Cuba. They put Cuba back on a
yep.
State sponsor of terror. The other one, obviously, is saying that al-Qaeda has got a safe haven in Tehran, which they do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see some interesting things here in the next day or so, more so than what we have already seen, including, I would say, probably several, maybe even up to 100 pardons from Trump.
Right. One of them might be Steve Bannon, right?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I got a question for you. Where did $174 million worth of drones go to? They were given to the Afghan army, and they're now missing in Afghanistan. We have no clue where they're at.
If they don't know, I don't know.
Can I say Pakistan? Would that be a good choice?
Well, you got the Taliban, and then you got the Pakistani Taliban.
Yep.
So, I have no idea. But I would say China probably has their hands on some, because, I mean, you can't overlook the influence and the sizable footprint that China has in Afghanistan because of us.
Will Israel become a member of CENTCOM soon?
They are. They are. It's not a soon. It's happened. Done.
Okay, good. because I guess the story wasn't quite finished, because it says, will Israel become a member of CENTCOM? President Trump was trying to make that happen before he leaves office. Of course, the story was...
Senator Tom Cotton last month, along with several other Republicans on the Senate side, introduced a bill to take Israel, which was actually under European command, and move it to CENTCOM because of these Abraham Accords.
Yep.
And the legislation really just didn't need to happen because, but it was a formality. So all they did was just kind of reclassify Israel and put them, instead of in European command, they're now at CENTCOM. And CENTCOM's good with it. Pentagon's good with it. Everybody's good with it, especially because of these Abraham Accords. So it's happened. It's done. It's finished.
All right, I have a question from Jane, and Jane is in St. Petersburg. She's saying, I heard Parler was online, but I went over to the website, and it shows me that there's a technical problem over there. What's going on?
Look, I tried to explain this to people yesterday. Parler is, in fact, back online, but Amazon and several of the other tech companies that Parler had to use, like for verification on who you were, several other things, are still locked up in the code, in the line code that Amazon Web Services has. So yesterday afternoon, the CEO, John Mates, got on and said, hello, is this thing working? So what he's trying to say is we have moved as much of our systems over to a platform by the name of Epic, which also hosts Gab, the relatively new social media site.
Yeah.
But the problem is that Amazon's being nastier than we can necessarily think, because the code, all the software code that Parler built is still locked up over at Amazon, and Amazon won't release it. But I guess they're still trying to, resurrect it. There's going to be other tech companies and other business relationships that Parler's going to have to redo if they don't get a good decision out of Amazon Web Services lawsuit with the judge. We don't know when that judicial decision will happen.
So what are you going to write about next?
Probably some things on China.
Okay, because there's stuff surfacing still about China that's really good. And as they dump the documents, we're finding out more about Russia, too, and who was involved with all that stuff.
I've been reading those like crazy.
Yeah, wasn't Trump. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great morning. Stay warm up here. It might be a little chilly on the mountaintop this morning. I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over to the website. Check out the article she writes. And you'll know what she knows when she knows it. Be right back.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has said he wants to get 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered during his first 100 days in office. The administration admits that's a steep challenge, with incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain saying Sunday it will take some time to turn around. but former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb thinks the Biden plan is achievable. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that he thinks an all-of-the-above approach could work.
Yeah, I think they will hit that 100 million mark. I think the issue is going to become demand. I think they're going to have the supply in place and the distribution in place to do that. Right now, 30 million doses have been shipped to the states. About another 15 will be made available to the states as of this Tuesday, and 5 million have been ordered by the states but not yet shipped. So that's a total of 50 million doses. And it was a very small bolus. I think the plan that the new administration put out makes a lot of sense. It's sort of an all-of-the-above approach.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, if you want to become a certified aviation maintenance tech and pretty much have carte blanche on the rest of your career working wherever you want to work, check them out at naa.edu. Meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. The other one is here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. Now, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But I would strongly suggest that you call them up and you schedule an appointment and ask to take a tour of the campus, because you are going to love what you see, and that is the icing on the cake. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Now, a lot of people that have come out of the military recently, have taken their talents over there to the National Aviation Academy to learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, and they're loving what's going on. There's a lot of military folks over there. There's a lot of retired military, both current and from a few years ago. So you've got all that camaraderie and esprit de corps over there. So they do love their military over there at the National Aviation Academy, and I'm telling you right now, it's probably one of the best things you can do, even as a civilian, because the job you're going to have when you come out and the money that you're going to be able to make in a short period of time over a short number of years is just astounding by what some of these aircraft companies, these commercial airlines and freight companies pay to send their people all around the world. And I do mean all around the world. And by the way, if you do get a job that takes you overseas, it's a six-figure salary most of the time. That's not too bad for somebody that's come out making about a third of that. That's not too bad out of the military. So there you go. All right, NAA.edu. Again, give them a call, 800-659-2080. Now, David Norquist, no relation as far as I know to Grover, will serve as the acting Secretary of Defense for the start of the Biden administration because General Lloyd Austin will not be appointed by that time, or nor will he be approved. And there may or may not be a problem with him getting the waiver he needs to be able to act as the Defense Secretary, because he still falls within the length of time where, because he's only been out of the military about 5 years, he hasn't been out the minimum required, which is 7. Now, in the waning days of Donald Trump's presidency, and in a bid to solidify Arab-Israeli efforts against Iran before Joe Biden takes office, Donald Trump has shaken up the headquarters overseeing the U.S. military operations in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Now, the other thing that he's done, and I was reading a story which apparently was updated, but I didn't see the update, that Israel is a member of CENTCOM. And that's a good thing. A good thing. A really good thing. And fearing the specter of extremist violence in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital, several governors are staying at home. They've activated the National Guardsmen to bolster security in their own jurisdictions through Inauguration Day. Now, there are some threats around the country, and there's plenty of threads on the Internet where things are being said. Of course, be careful what you say, because you never know who's going to be listening. And it is a strange circumstance when you might be having a conversation. You know, some of these guys, these organizations, they could be having a conversation and think they're talking to one of their own, and they're not. They're not. But anyway, it is what it is. So here's the deal. Be careful what you wish for. And they're, with vending the National Guard that's already there in D.C. and whatnot, there's a lot of that, going on. There's a lot of making sure that the right people are where they're supposed to be, I suppose. By the way, Iran fired cruise missiles late last week as part of a naval drill in the Gulf of Oman under the surveillance of what appeared to be a nuclear submarine, which was dispatched to the region amid the heightened tensions between the countries. It surfaced not very far away from where all this was going on. And a helicopter flew over the submarine. Iran's Navy showed that it resembled an Ohio-class guided missile submarine, the USS Georgia, which the U.S. Navy last month said had been sent to the Persian Gulf, a rare announcement aimed at underscoring the American military in the region. So, There you go. There you go. Now, who knows where that's going to go? Nobody, right? Nobody. Also, Republican Peter Meyer of Michigan, who happens to be an Army veteran, he's a congressman, said that he and some of his fellow lawmakers are taking precautions. They're going to be buying body armor, including bulletproof vests, in the wake of President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial over the Capitol siege. Now, nobody knows, because it hasn't been presented, but nobody knows when it's going to go to the Senate. And by the looks of things, it's going to go to the Senate after Donald Trump has left office, which many and the majority of the constitutional scholars I hear talking about it are saying, that's it. You can't do it. You can't impeach a president when he's already left office, because he's not in office. You can't remove him from office because he's not in office. What are you going to do? Take a ghost out? Just using that analogy. So we'll see. We'll see what they're going to do. All right. Let's see here. I just got a message. Who did I get the message from? Oh, it's Eric. Eric's been a chatty Cathy here for the last few minutes. He's saying, isn't it funny? A lot of the people being rolled up are actually on the left. Yeah, that's true. Allegedly. In my opinion, total setups regarding blame being put on Trump supporters and protests across the nation. The powers that be are rolling up their assets, in my opinion. Well, make no mistake about it. By the way, the groups that we saw protesting in Michigan were the Boogaloo Boys, where they were there walking around. Some of them had fatigues on. Some of them had, like, hunting vests and jackets on with their long rifles. That was a group called the Boogaloo Boys, and they were at the state capitol in Michigan over the weekend. So, again, be careful what you wish for. You never know what's going to happen. And I will tell you that the FBI is definitely tracking an extensive amount of concerning online chatter and various different means that they have to do that, including calls for armed protests. Now, be careful talking in some of these, quote, private rooms. They're not private at all. Just saying for you people out there to run in your mouth in these chat rooms. Wrong thing to do. All right. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be coming on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's up there in Charleston, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight listening in. And Chris is apparently, I forgot about this, he's on an airplane right now headed back to New York City. So he's at the airport ready to hop on the plane. So there you go. So we won't be hearing from him this morning. But in the meantime, let's listen to this. CNN is making no mistake about it. It wants to censor and close Newsmax and One America News Now from broadcasting as cable news channels. Now, they're apparently jolted, especially by Newsmax, from the fact that Newsmax is now the number four cable news channel in the country. They've come from nowhere to number four. Now, One America News Now is further down the line, but it is moving up. And the very liberal CNN is decrying what it calls Newsmax's election denialism. There's a word for you. Which is seeking to have it deplatformed from cable and satellite systems across the nation. Well, first of all, they don't have that kind of power. Now, Oliver Darcy, who happens to be CNN's left-wing media critic, has been demanding cable operators drop Newsmax, which is currently aired by every major system in the nation. Newsmax is also streamed free by most online platforms and devices, as well they should be. They actually are a news network. And think about this for a second. In a CNN column in early January, Darcy falsely claimed conservative media caused the protests at the Capitol on January 6th. No, they didn't. And after all, it was the very lies that Fox News, Max, and One America News spread that helped prime President Trump's supporters into not believing the truth that he lost an honest and fair election, Darcy wrote. Darcy also demanded, and his echoes have been demanded, echoed rather, on CNN shows, including their Sunday media show, Reliable Sources, hosted by the liberal media analyst Brian Stelter. Wow. What a character he is, huh? But it's not going to happen. And joining us on the telephone right now is going to be Eric and Seminole. And I know you got an opinion about this.
Hey, Roger, that's there. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, regarding the Oliver Darcy angle, just real quick, that gentleman used to be establishment right of center a number of years ago. And people think that, you know, he was, feigning that devotion, so to speak, in order to learn the ins and outs of the, establishment right media, if that makes any sense. But it also goes to the fact what, in my opinion, what CNN is doing is an outright attempt to control electrons so they can control the mass.
Sure.
You control the information, you can do a lot as far as countering and or preventing and or asserting influence, if you will. And we all know that it's called information influence operations. I'm still of the opinion that we're looking at a C2W command and control warfare going on with information influence operations, and it's just too nothing happens in a vacuum, in my opinion. And with that said, you were talking about the FBI arresting people. You know, both sides of the coin. Yeah, it could be right or wrong arresting people for planning protests or whatever, armed insurrections. You know, yada yada. But I temper that with this. Over the past 10 years. The FBI, powers that be within the FBI, have been tacitly or complicit in some of these mass casualty incidents throughout the United States. And what started piquing my interest in this was a number of years ago when Pamela Geller held Garland, Texas.
Yeah, she was a threat. There was an attack made on her life.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the FBI agents from Arizona, I don't know if it was Phoenix, Yuma area,
right,
actually followed those cats and were actually complicit in influencing those attacks to go on to the point that the injured officer, I don't know if he was a federal officer, the security officer.
I believe he was a city police officer.
Right, he was wounded in that and sued the FBI for complicity in that attack. If I'm not mistaken, he won several million dollars in settlement on that. Now you got that one. So let's go to the Florida International Airport and Fort Lauderdale International Airport incident. That guy, I forget his name right now. Forgive me. He was at the FBI office in Alaska, I believe it was Anchorage, I could be mistaken. He's saying, look, I got some weird stuff going on here, and it wants me to, the voices in my head are telling me to do this. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. And that report didn't go anywhere. And what happened? He ended up taking down, 9 or 10 people?
Correct.
In the airport in Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
Then you had the Parkland shooting, the high school shooting. That knucklehead, up one side, down the other, people report agency, state, local, to even the federal level.
He'd been in front of the sheriff about half a dozen times.
Exactly. And that happened. Then you have there's tacit. I don't want to say there's complicity, but some of these incidents, I believe. Let me back up. Do you remember there was in Richmond, Virginia, there was a protest, Second Amendment protest rally outside the state capitol in Virginia, and they're worried about white supremacists. Oh Lord, white supremacists, and they arrest three knuckleheads allegedly, part of this white supremacist organization. Well, one of those cats was a state witness in Milwaukee for a similar incident that was going on, and that he had received, don't quote me on this, some sort of police immunity in that. And there's speculation that he was an informant, and you got these knuckleheads in that tried to assassinate or take hostage of Governor Whitmer several months ago. There is federal fingerprints. People, you can look, this is my opinion. I believe that there's federal fingerprints on that, if not state-level fingerprints, on many of these incidents going on, particularly over the past 10 years. Now, is that a conspiracy theory? Yeah, maybe. You know, okay. One man's conspiracy is another man's
fact. Well, I'm gonna end the conversation with this.
Yeah, right,
there are 100,000 digital images in Washington, D.C. The day of the insurrection.
That's right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And anybody who was inside that Capitol building, anybody, is going to be... They're going to have a knock on the door.
Yeah, anyone potentially who crossed the barricade line.
That's
not
right.
Went through the barricades, crossed the barricade line.
They're going to have a knock on their door.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. 110% agree. Thanks, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric.
Yes, sir. Roger that.
All right. And, oh, doggone it, best of luck to your boys. I keep forgetting that because he's got a couple boys. One's a Marine and one is, I don't know exactly what he's doing, but he was a Marine. He may be thinking about getting back in. I'm not sure what he's doing right now. But anyway, there you go. But here's the deal, okay? CNN, this is what this other person said, Alex Stamos. And he is another guy, okay, that's a former Facebook chief security officer. He says, and I quote, "We're going to have to figure out the One America News Network and Newsmax problem. These companies have freedom of speech." Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? They have freedom of speech. "But I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, and Comcast and such bringing them into tens of millions of homes." Well, they're competition to CNN. CNN is losing advertising revenue. It's going over to Newsmax. It's going over to One America News Now. Why? Because they actually report the news. They don't editorialize it. They don't throw it around like a piece of chum for a shark. They report the news. Whereas CNN continues to do editorialized news. One guy will have it one way, another guy will have it another way, a third one will have it a third way, and it just goes on and on and on until... You can't stand to watch it. Because I get the same news story that they do. And by the time they get done passing it through three or four of their correspondents or their shows, it's changed the definition. Which means they've rewritten it to suit their narrative. News was never designed to do that. You report the facts. And that's what you do. You just let the facts take care of themselves. But no, we couldn't do that. And by the way, Frank Silvato is coming on next. And when he comes in, I'm going to ask him about CNN. Let you hear what he has to say. He's got some first-hand experience with them. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.